Hello, courageous hustlers, and welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Sandra Ocasio from sandraocasio.com. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Courageous Hustler Empowerment brand. Our mission is to empower you to recognize that you can become everything you've ever dreamed impossible in your life. Embrace and embody that courageous hustler in you. In this community, fear does not stop our purpose. We just learn how to walk with it. This show features courageous hustlers from all around the world who have overcome adversity and achieved massive success by being brave and unstoppable. Courageous Hustler is a mindset-focused, open conversation podcast, so therefore, none of our episodes are scripted, and we try to keep everything as original and unedited as possible. To stay up to date on all upcoming episodes, make sure to subscribe, tune in every week. And with that being said, let's get on into today's episode. Courageous hustlers, welcome back. And listen, I know it has been a very lengthy minute that I took a pause, but I'm excited. I am ready. I feel great about coming back, and I'm ready to jump right into it. Listen, this today's episode is really going to be just getting reacquainted with you guys, giving you a little piece of what has been the last, 13 months, 14 months of my life. And I just, you know, I like to operate from a place of integrity, and I don't like the fact that, you know, whether I'm hearing the feedback or not is a different story, but I don't like the fact that I felt that I left this project incomplete, and it has been in my heart. I also got a notification recently that my podcast had been listened to in over 25 countries. And I thought to myself, man, that was only 8 episodes that I did. Let me go ahead and give that another shot. So I want to share all of this because I think it's actually so important for you to recognize that sometimes in some seasons you pick up something and you start and you play with it and you kind of dabble, and maybe you were committed but you weren't really fully invested. And I feel fully invested now. I feel ready. I feel excited. I have a great lineup of guests coming on the show this season. And, you know, it's going to be the same thing. We're going to stick to what we said, what this podcast is about. And, you know, for me, this podcast and this community continues to be the embodiment of being a courageous hustler, right? And for me, it's absolutely important for you guys to know that I'm still here. I'm still, my head is still in the game. And, you know, I still want this show to continue to feature courageous hustlers who have overcome adversity and achieve massive success by being brave and unstoppable. Like, that continues to be the embodiment of this community, right? I want to continue having these mindset focused open conversations. And to be honest with you, I feel like this is the time for me to actually, I feel like I went through a big process of healing. And so now that I have healed a lot of those wounds, now that I have gotten to a place where I truly actually feel not even, and I'm not saying that I'm healed completely, but I feel a lot more healed, if that makes sense, to be able to speak about some of the things that I felt like I was holding back because I wasn't healed enough, if that makes sense. Anyways, I wanted to come in here. I wanted to, you know, just jump in and give you guys a little tidbit. But, you know, this last season for my family and I has been a huge change. We had a lot of different things, a lot of adversity, a lot of changes in our family dynamic, changes in our circumstances, changes in so many different things. And, you know, adjusting to all of that was a bit difficult and challenging. And so I'm so excited that I actually get to go back and just get this started and start doing this again, because I feel like now I'm in a place where I can actually speak from a place of like peace and calmness, right? And with that being said, I wanted to actually one of the biggest things that I want to share today and that I want you to take away from today's episode is don't be afraid to confront some of the things that you know that are stopping you. And let me repeat that again. Don't be afraid to confront some of the things that are stopping you. And for me, one of the main things that kept stopping me was the fact that I had a very complicated relationship with certain family members, right? And, one of my biggest prayers for this season has been, I've been very intentional about asking God, please make me super uncomfortable when I'm stuck in a place that I'm not meant to be stuck at or that you don't want me to be stuck at. Make me super uncomfortable when I'm stuck in a place where I'm not meant to be stuck at because you don't want me stuck there, right? It's not even my desire, it's His, right? And when I started saying this prayer, I've been saying this prayer pretty much almost every single day, to be honest with you. I ended the year saying this prayer. And one of the things that I was being extremely intentional is I was practicing what I was preaching when I was saying immediate obedience is what I'm doing in this season, right? But with immediate obedience comes for me to also confront the things that I was actually scared of confronting. And that was the thing that he made me uncomfortable. Around November of last year, 2023, I started getting reminders on my phone and it would show me pictures of certain people that I knew I needed to not even like fix my relationship with them, but come to peace. So one of the things that I wanted to do was be very intentional about saying, these are my values and I'm practicing my values, right? And one of my core values is peace, right? And I kept saying this to myself, but for some reason it felt out of alignment to me because I'm like, well, you can't really have peace when you have conflict, unresolved conflict with others. So, as it being, and I truly do appreciate peace. Like, I really, truly do appreciate tranquility and peace, right? Like, those are things that I crave for. If I feel at any moment that someone is disrupting my peace, I immediately kind of not even just get on high alert, but I do wonder to myself, why is this person trying to disrupt my peace? What is it about my tranquility that has them bothered and confused to come and feel like they need to rob that from me? So, because I'm being intentional on that, I asked myself, if peace is truly one of my core values, then what do I need to do to resolve conflict with individuals that I know I had conflict with? And I'll give you an example. One of the people that I had conflict with was my father, right? My biological father. And I say biological father because I don't want people to think, oh, did you have a stepdad? Or like, no, this was my dad, my biological dad, right? And we had not spoken in over 7 years, right? We, him and I, nothing particularly happened, but I did feel like I needed to remove myself from just being in contact with him. And, I felt some kind of way. And when I actually started doing the hard work and started actually conversating with my therapist more about why I felt so conflicted talking to him and what were like really the things that were holding me back, it really brought me to a place of confronting something that I had never even told him. And that was difficult. That was so difficult, right? And to be quite honest with you, and I'm not going to get into details on exactly what the thing was. Maybe I will in a later episode, maybe I won't. I don't know. I'm still healing from a lot of it. But the whole point and the whole premises of this, of me telling you, confront the things that are stopping you from reaching your next level is, or confronting the things that you're afraid of confronting, is because the moment I did that and the moment I spoke my truth was the moment that I actually felt like the last, and it's, I mean, this has been, something terrible happened to me when I was 9 years old, and I never told anyone, and I never told him. And I always judged people as if they knew that that had occurred to me. And what's really crazy and what's really interesting about all of this is that the more I think about why I held myself hostage, and I had many different, I played so many different scenarios in my mind, thinking, even getting to the moment of me telling him. There were so many scenarios playing in my mind. For example, me having to say, hey, this occurred to me, and how is that going to be received, right? Some of us are holding on to deep and dark and serious secrets that are holding us back because we're afraid to vocalize and put words to that torment. And that's what happened. I finally was able to put voice to the torment that was stopping me. And the moment I was finally able to put voice to the torment and the sadness and the feeling of, it's like so many different emotions, right? But it was like the holding the resentment. All those feelings of resentment and, rejection and all of that feeling, like I could finally put voice to that and being able to actually tell him, listen, the real reason you and I have not been able to have a solid relationship is because something happened to me and you weren't there to protect me. And now it has led for me to feel this distrust in our relationship for this long, right? Now, mind you, I am about to be 42. Your girl is turning 42 in a couple of days, actually in a couple of weeks. Let me not speed that up. And a little part of me feels like, man, that's crazy that I held on to this for so long. But the truth has set me free. And I want to encourage you today that whatever, if you take anything from this conversation today, if you take anything from today's episode, is set yourself free. Set you free. And sometimes setting you free may mean put voice to a torment that you have been living. It may mean putting voice to hurt or pain or sorrow or resentment that you have been holding on to. And I don't want that for you. I didn't want that for me. And it wasn't even until that moment was when I realized, man, I really held myself back for so many years because I held on to this. And guess what? Your girl actually feels lighter, even though I didn't lose a pound. I could probably packed on a couple of pounds if I'm being honest. But I feel lighter. Like it almost felt like I was carrying all this baggage and now I'm free. And it's such an amazing and such a phenomenal feeling. And the reason I share this with you is because I'm not sure who this is for today. But I know that somebody out here is holding on to something out of fear of putting voice to that torment. And I promise you that what's on the other side is probably not as scary as what your mind is telling you, or your brain is trying to tell you, right? And give it a shot. If you don't want to put voice to the torment towards the person that did the tormenting, at least put voice to the torment to someone that you can trust. For me, that was trusting my therapist first, trusting the person I've been working with over the past 2 years, and telling her, I have never had a therapist for this long, and I'm finally ready to tell her why I feel all the resentment and all the sorrow and all the torment, she opened up a space for me to be able to vocalize that and put it into perspective. And to be honest with you, it felt like once I was actually able to vocalize it to her, and it took a lot of therapy. I'm not gonna lie to you, this wasn't an overnight process. So please don't, I say this with all due respect, do your due diligence in finding the right person to trust, right? But what I do know is that all that hard work that I had put in, all those therapy sessions, all those days of crying, all those days of worrying about what's going to happen when I finally let this loose, have been gone. It's gone. I don't feel that tension. I don't feel so pressed anymore in any of that. And in fact, at some point I may share what is that thing, right? Because what I do know for sure, and what I know to be true for me, is that the more that I tell my story, it is the more that I heal. The more I tell you guys and I share with you guys parts and pieces of my story, the more I heal internally. Even though this is for y'all, this is mainly for me. And I'm not saying this selfishly. I'm just saying that I know that this is like it's such a great thing because we're both benefiting from it. I get to speak my truth and you get to hear that you're not alone if this is for you, right? And I'm always looking for one person. I'm not looking for this to touch millions. And if it does, great. I would be happy. But I'm looking for that one person that right now is sitting somewhere in the world, sitting. This has been listened to in 25 countries, 26 countries. I can't even remember at this moment. But there's someone sitting somewhere right now in a dark place, holding on to something that's been holding them back. And holding on to something that's holding you back is a horrible recipe. Put voice to the torment, put voice to the pain and the sadness. Do the inner work that's going to allow for you to step out of your comfort zone and open up so you can be free. So then you can show up to serve. When that happens and when that occurs, I promise you things are going to actually, your perspective on life is actually going to change 100%. But a lot of us are not willing to do the hard work because ego gets in the way. And, it just, a lot of things get in the way that will literally stop you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I know I was bold in asking God with that prayer, please make me uncomfortable. I need you to make me super uncomfortable because I'm stuck in a certain place. If I'm supposed to not be stuck in this place, make me super uncomfortable. And he did. Where to a point where I was losing sleep every single night until I actually released it. And that was when I found rest. So I really hope that this has served you. I really hope that this has blessed you in some way. I just wanted to put this out there. I know I said I wanted to keep it short and sweet. I'm going to go ahead and keep it short and sweet. But listen, you guys are going to get a lot more from me, a lot more rawness and realness because that's what I come with. And I can't wait for you guys to tune in into the next episode. See ya soon. I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. As always, please go ahead and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. All those handles are here on the show notes. And also, make sure you give us a rating. We would love to be able to grow this community. Share this podcast with anyone you believe is going to be blessed by this information. Make sure to subscribe so you can get notified of our next episodes dropping. And until next time, stay courageous.